Sister on Borrowed Time, A Memoir of Adoption, Love and Death by Anna Bridgewater. Preface. It is a dark, grey winter's day. It is more than 2 years ago that my little sister Margaret died, and she is never far away. I am running through the streets of Copenhagen, thinking about her. Her illness and death are grim. Concrete skyscrapers that send long shadows into my life. Now I need to bring order into my life. Dust myself off. Replace all the ruined fittings. Redesign myself. Whatever necessary. Living with grief is like wading through heavy mud. And I refuse to be a person who stomps heavy-footed through my life. My sister Margaret died of leukemia when she was 35. She was 5 years younger than me. I run because of Margaret. Not that we ever ran together. We did once, during one of her remissions. But it was a disheartening experience for both of us. She was out of shape and got upset because she held me back, and I was frustrated because we couldn't run together, and because her illness had taken such a toll on her. Now I run, because for a long period, right after her death, I needed help. Everything was chaos and anger and misery, along with sleepless nights, because I had my son, Simon, 9 months before Margaret died. And stress, because we had just moved to an old house with rotten floorboards that had been pulled up, so we could only move around the house on walkways. Besides, it is exhausting to watch someone you love die. A small piece is carved out of your heart every day. So after her death, I saw a counsellor, and after some months she said, "Either you start taking antidepressants, or you begin exercising. If you don't, you'll end up with depression." I thought I felt bad enough already. Depression was a threat. So I chose exercise. And when I run, my sister runs beside me. In my mind's eye, I see her just behind me, a little to the left. She smiles down at me. She was taller than me, so she always smiled down at me when we were standing. She had curves and skin the exact same colour as coffee and cream. I am small and thin and have skin the colour of skimmed milk. But we both had big brown eyes, and sometimes people said that they could see we were sisters because we had the same eyes. It must have been well-meant ignorance that made them say so. My parents adopted my sister when she was 2 months old. She was the cutest, chubby little baby with soft black curls. The most lovable baby in the world. And we became a family of five. My parents, my brother Paul and I, and then Margaret. Margaret was a vivacious person. She was also a lot of other things. Demanding, private, conscientious, creative, courageous, determined, sometimes angry and irritable. But she was a happy baby, and a smiling and cheerful adult. Drinks had to be pink cosmopolitans. Shoes had to have high heels. Parties had to be fabulous. Food had to be delicious. And there had to be a lot of it. And she was fond of music. Classical and pop, but mostly pop. She was a pop chick. Ever since she was 2 years old and danced in her diaper to the pop hit "Where's Your Mama Gone?" And when she learned to play percussion...